It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We went very long talking about Rob Conrad, inexplicably, and the text line is littered with comments about the Rob Conrad swim to shore, and I love it, except for the fact that this was 9 years ago, and I don't even know why we brought it up. But that is the beauty of this show. Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, as evidenced by Rhinestone Cowboy. We're running late, and he does like a million radio hits today, so we're probably causing him to be late on other ones. So Lee Sterling's joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. His website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and he joins us on Fridays. Hello, Lee.
How are you? Good afternoon.
We're good. It was an interesting meandering segment that we had in the last segment, but we're going to get things back on track, and I'm going to get you back on your schedule.
All right.
Because I know your Fridays are very busy. Are we causing you to run overtime on another show?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
I taped the Cheyenne Wyoming show, so we're good.
How many shows do you do on a Friday?
32.
32 radio shows. All right, Let's start with the Dolphins game. Dolphins on Sunday. I'm going to go out of chronological order here. Dolphins on Sunday are in Indianapolis. They are 3-point underdogs.
I think this is the most important game of the season. This is going to show what Mike McDaniel's all about. He had an extra week to prepare for this game. We're going to see Anthony Richardson start off at quarterback. It looks like he's going to have back Michael Pittman and also Josh Downs. Maybe most important, no Jonathan Taylor. So Miami's got to step up on defense. Special teams, which are ranked 32nd, they just got to get a couple breaks. I mean, everything has gone wrong. I mean, kickers hitting the goalpost. I just think that he's going to come up with a game plan. These kids are going to step up and play. And on top of that, I think that we're going to see maybe a trick play or two. We haven't seen much of that. I'm just not impressed with this Colts defense here. They're missing their best defensive lineman. For 1 week, we're going to be chanting Snoop, Snoop, Snoop. Miami, 16-13 over Indy.
All right. I hope you are right. You have a low-scoring game there. How about the Canes on Saturday, tomorrow? It's a noon game. Canes are 4.5-point favorites at Louisville. I think all of us Canes fans, you and I included, get a little nervous coming off a bye lately.
We do, because Mario's 0-3. Just came to Miami coming off the bye in a combined 1-7 since he started coaching the Oregon Ducks. So it has not gone well. They had a players-only meeting. I like that fact. I think the offense is going to continue playing at a high level. Cam Ward, 20 TD passes on the year. I think the offensive line will be stronger now. We have one of our starters coming back, Rivers. Louisville, though, has some weapons. Number 25, they're running back, a true freshman, Isaac Brown, has 3 straight 100-yard rushing games. They have another kid from Miami, Ja'Cory Brooks, that started off at Alabama, now transferred over. And number 5, Cullen Lacy, who is projected to be their best receiver. He got hurt in fall camp. He came back last week. They have some weapons everywhere on offense. Their problem has been closing out games, turnovers, defense giving up chunk plays here. I think we're going to see a high-scoring game. I mean, these two teams, when they faced off the last 3 times, average of 76 points scored. I think, though, this is Louisville's Super Bowl. I think maybe the biggest thing in Miami's going for them is the game's not played at night. I mean, it's been like 38, 40 degrees at night the last couple nights here. It will be 62 degrees. I just checked the kickoff, warm up to about 70, 72 degrees. I think we're going to see another barn burner. I think our secondary is vulnerable, but Cam Ward rescues us again. Miami, no room to spare, 38-37.
Okay, so you're taking Louisville plus the points, though.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Get me out of there with a dub, and I'm going to be happy. So
that's right. Headed into Florida State. Yep.
Yeah, I want to be undefeated going into that FSU week. Oh, will we have fun? Speaking of FSU, they play tonight. Yep. They are 3-point dogs at Duke.
So Duke has been outstated the last two games. Somehow they just keep winning. How are they doing it? Red zone defense, ranked number 14 in the country. So there's nothing fancy about them. Play just a consistent 4-3 defense. Don't blitz a whole lot. On the other side, Florida State, Brock Glenn looked good last week, starting to settle in here. Some people are calling for them to start tanking, but I think it's best for them to wait until loss number 7. If they do, I think it could harm their recruiting. And missing a bowl would not be good for them. I think Florida State's good enough to win this game here against Manny Diaz. I like Florida State tonight, 26-20. Wrong team favored.
All right. And the final game I'll give you, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. Crowder's Florida Gators are a 1.5-point dog at home hosting Kentucky tomorrow.
Yeah, and they've dominated. I mean, until the last three games, they won for like three decades against Kentucky. But the last three games, Kentucky, 3-0, and won by a combined score 79-43. The one still biggest weakness for the Gators, run defense. It's a little bit better, but they should have had a 14-17-point lead at halftime last week against Tennessee. So I think some of their in-game decisions have not been great. Like the fact that Kentucky is more of a running team, and then they go to play action here. I think this is the race to see who can score 20 points first. I think Kentucky has the better defense. Kentucky, 21-17.
Sorry about that, CC.
No, I got to ask him. Do you believe in Napier? I would bet against Florida because Napier makes the worst damn decisions ever.
Right. They win that game. They have any other coach. They
should have beat Tennessee. They'd stop running damn bubble screens and throw something out. I know the bubble screen's coming. I wouldn't even stand in the middle. Yeah, never mind. I guess I'm not asking a question. I'm just getting mad.
Right. I understand it.
All right, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And, man, I need some winners because
I'm going to give you my top play of the weekend. It's not a backup truck.
This I need. All right, go
not
ahead.
Not quite backup the truck, but this is a game that has layers. We're going to go with Cincinnati tomorrow. Cincinnati Bearcats are laying 5 points. They're taking on Arizona State. Now, Arizona State last week beat Utah. Why is that important? Well, the year before they lost 55-3. They got sky high for the game. They may not have been the better team. Turned out Cam Rising played, I think, every play but the first three plays with an ACL tear. But Arizona State lost Sam Levitt on the second-to-last possession of the game. Their quarterback, and who's their quarterback now? Jeff Sims. Remember him from Georgia Tech and then Nebraska, eighth-year junior? So we're going to go with Cincinnati, who's playing some good football. Xavier Henderson, who started off at Florida Gator. There's a little bit of a Gator trail there for Channing here. He's now at Cincinnati, their top receiver. I like their quarterback, Sorsby. I think they win this game by 2 touchdowns.
All right. What did you say the line was? -5?
-5. Yep.
All right. Bearcats, -5. So Lee Sterling's picks. He's got the Dolphins getting the points on Sunday. He's got Louisville getting the points tomorrow. And FSU getting the points tonight at Duke. And nothing on your Florida Gators. We're going Kentucky on that one. He likes the Cincinnati Bearcats tomorrow as well. Lee Sterling, again, ParamountSports.com is the website. Follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and we will speak with you next Friday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.